Death Row Records co-founder prison sentence commuted after Snoop Dogg lobbies Trump, "I love what they did." By David Ng on January 20, 2021. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of Death Row Records co-founder and convicted felon Michael Harry O'Harris, after the rapper Snoop Dogg reportedly lobbied the White House on behalf of his friend. Snoop Dogg is an adamantly anti-Trump figure who once enacted the president's assassination in a music video. But the New York Post and the Daily Mail reported that it was first daughter Ivanka Trump who was instrumental in securing Harris' release. "I love what they did," Snoop Dogg said, according to the New York Post. On Tuesday, President Trump handed out more than 100 pardons, including clemency to Harris, 59, who was serving his sentence at the Lompoc Federal Correctional Institution in California. The rap mogul and drug kingpin, who was set to be released in 2028, was found guilty of attempted murder and cocaine trafficking more than three decades ago. Ivanka Trump reportedly convinced her father to grant Harris clemency, with assists from Jared Kushner and Alice Johnson, the former inmate whose life sentence Trump commuted in 2018. Johnson recently told the Daily Beast she was lobbying Ivanka Trump, Kushner, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to get Harris released. Harris' lawyers have tried unsuccessfully to secure his release, citing their client's autoimmune disorder and the COVID-19 pandemic. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.